This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Man, 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. We'll get back to sports here in a second to talk about the Browns. Danny Green's coming up at 1 o'clock. Can I just say this? I mean, we live in a pretty fast-paced world. Everything seems to be quick. We get information like within seconds of things.
Mm-hmm.
And is it
we have raccoons with meth pipes.
That's true. We have.
That isn't a Mad Lib. I give up.
Could that story be any funnier? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So anyway, we glanced up at the news during the break, and I'm just kind of, right now they're doing a investigative piece with the woman whose pet raccoon was holding a meth pipe
in the car. Raccoons shouldn't meth pipe and drive.
Did Fox 8 really go all the way down to Springfield for this thing? To go interview this woman?
Hey, Andy. Fox 8 knows good news when they see it.
I'm sorry. Wait, hold on. Let me go through my checklist. Raccoon, meth pipe. Yeah, get in the car. We're going down.
We're going to Springfield.
We're going down. That's two for two.
He's cute, isn't he?
Get little fella.
He's cute.
Meth will do that to a raccoon.
Well, I mean, it's either that or we're on Pope Watch.
I mean,
we saw white smoke from Pope Watch. So,
well, so that was my
you
other
know
point
what it
too.
Was? What? It was from the raccoon and the meth pipe. You were mistaken. It wasn't
white smoke.
It wasn't out of the Vatican. It was from the raccoon and the meth pipe.
It was the chimney from the double wide.
Wouldn't it be crazy if the raccoon like peeked his head out over while the white smoke's coming out around him
and said, "Dude,
I think we got a pope.
We got a pope, man."
Don't you? My original point of the story was, don't you think it's kind of cool that again we live in this day and age where you get information in seconds and AI and all this, and like. At Conclave, man, they send up smoke. And they're like, black smoke? Nope. White smoke? Yes.
We're not sending out texts and emails, are we?
No, I think it's actually
real. White smoke. How do they make sure the smoke is white?
So I was watching.
So it's chemicals.
Yeah, it's a chemical.
Yeah, it's chemicals. And like the same way, were you in chemistry class where you would burn something and you could turn the flame green?
See,
if that was
here, the EPA would be all over it. We do still have an EPA, don't we?
Don't get fired.
Don't get fired. Yeah,
don't get fired.
Yeah, but don't you think it's kind of cool the way they do this?
Actually, it is. Yeah.
I mean,
how old school you can get.
Like, you don't have to be Catholic to appreciate the whole ritual
the
of this.
The pomp and circumstance and the ritualistic. It's actually pretty cool.
Oh, it'll be the same thing when the Dalai Lama passes. You know, and everybody's going to be focused in on how you find the next Dalai Lama. I mean, it's going to be really cool to see how that goes because I don't remember it.
I've told Dan.
That's because you don't have total consciousness. If you did, you'd be good. Gunga Galunga.
So I got that going for me, which is nice.
I told Dan, I want the new pope to be from Des Moines. Hey, we got a pope from Des Moines.
Well, we had a shot. We had one shot in like eight out of contenders here, according to the New York Times.
Really?
Yeah, Robert.
Got to be an American Pope eventually, huh?
Yeah, Robert Francis Prevost, American Cardinal.
From Des Moines?
From Chicago.
Close enough to Des Moines.
From Chicago.
Oh, the Popemobile's looking good right now, huh?
You know what's going to happen when they if he ends up being the guy?
Who? The guy from Chicago?
The guy from Chicago, yeah. And the first thing he's going to do, his first words are going to be, "And a one, and a two, Take me out.
Come on, man. No,
followed by an old style and a shot of Malort.
No. Okay. Sorry. Sorry, got carried away.
I don't know. And then the other part of it, too, is so the white smoke came out, and then the Swiss Guards are now marching in St. Peter's Square, right?
That's part of the tradition. You watching the live stream of the Pope?
No. Well, I saw a shot of it, and then...
I'm Andy Baskin. I'm into the white smoke.
I don't just watch it, but... But when I saw the Swiss Guards come out, I was like,
"Did they have the raccoon?"
Man, no wonder these guys are neutral.
The t-shirt.
They had the raccoon on a leash in the back with a pipe.
With a pipe, just blowing white smoke, going around the town like it's
being followed by the SUV with Ohio plates.
Is there garbage falling out of the back of the SUV?
Hey!
There's a squirrel in the back smoking a bowl. Oh, man. God. It's like a cartoon.
There are people all over Sistine Chapel area.
Look, how does that happen? How does a raccoon end up with a meth pipe? Come on, man!
Look, a skunk on cocaine. Yay!
Oh, there's Cocaine Bear. Oh. Anyway, the Swiss...
I'm sorry, that's just great TV.
The Swiss guards are marching in St. Peter's Square. Very cool, but you can understand why Switzerland stays neutral in every war, because there's no way anybody's intimidated by this, by these guards. There's just no way. I mean, Jeff, I can't believe you haven't given us your Mr. Blackwell fashion statement on the Swiss guards that are now marching in St. Peter's Square.
I think it's fabulous.
Do you know what I'm talking about? You ever seen him?
Not completely.
Here, I'm going to show you really quick. And you're going to give me
your opinion on that. Oh, goodness. This is always good radio. Andy has turned the monitor to show it to Jeff.
Now do you know why Switzerland's neutral in every war? Because there ain't no way that those guards are defending them.
Yeah, you're not going to.
No. Although if it was a fashion war.
Those uniforms aren't exactly camouflage.
Can I give you a little bit of sports ball news?
Yeah, give us a little bit of sports. We got about a minute here.
All right. Okay. The Pittsburgh Pirates have relieved Derek Shelton of his duties as Pirates manager.
Shelly, you know Derek. He's a good dude.
I kind of felt like that was coming, didn't you, a little bit?
Yeah, they have been horrendously
bad. The last couple of days have been bad. Ah, that's too bad. Ah, I like Derek.
Bench coach Don Kelly has been named manager.
His wife was a radio personality here in Cleveland for a while. All right, well, he'll get a gig somewhere else. I hope they're still paying him. If they're still paying him, then I feel good for Derek.
Well, I'm sure his contract didn't end on May 7th.
Oh, hurry up. We got to let him go. It's May 8th. Uh-oh. Oh, okay, we're free.
Derek, get out of here.
We're free.
Take your pet raccoon with you.
Are you going to ride that joke as long as you can?
Oh, we got another 2 or 3 minutes of the segment.
Is that like supposed to be you, like you and your little dog too? Is that what that's turning into? You and your little raccoon can get them.
Could there be anything like more Ohio than that story though? I mean, it makes us all look so bad. Like people are like, only in Ohio can have a raccoon that's got a meth pipe.
Oh, if anybody comes at Ohio for this one, all you need to type in is a Michigan man and just enjoy. Just enjoy the insanity that is Michigan.
Man, oh man. Danny Green's going to join us at 1. I know a lot of people want to talk about the Cavs. I'm going to give somebody a chance here to talk about that. Ryan's driving around. Hey, Rhino.
Hey, gentlemen. Hey, thanks for taking my call. I tell you, man, there's some stuff just makes you...
Are you driving? Are you seriously driving right now?
I am not driving right now. I'm walking right now, but I'm
all right, be careful. Are there any animals?
No raccoons in the car?
Any animals with paraphernalia in the backseat of your car?
No idea what that means, but okay. I tell you, man, there's some better things out there going on, obviously, than just sports in particular. But you know, just makes you pinch yourself and say, you know what? There is still a fighting chance. There is a scenario in which, you know, these Cavs can collect themselves and say, you know what? What is more important? Is it going to be my future? Is it going to be the game three? And again, they have to put themselves in perspective and say, you know what? What do I want to do? Because again, there's a lot on the line right now, man. And this is an opportunity that rarely occurs for the Cavs in particular, for any NBA team that matter. But again, there is a scenario in which, you know, if they do collectively say, you know what? We got to get rebound. We got to get back there. We got to help our troops because again, they're the ones who are fight, scratching, and clawing for the city of Cleveland.
Just like the raccoon. Just like the raccoon, Ryan. Thank you. Hey, we got to roll. Sorry, man. I appreciate it. Ryan chiming in, talking a little bit about the Cavaliers. We're going to get back into the Cavs.
All right, gentlemen, before we head to break, though, a little bit of news. Panthers are releasing edge rusher Jadeveon Clowney per ESPN. Guys!
Oh. Do we want him? 216-474-0092. Do we want him? 216-474-0092.
Do we have to answer that next?
Yeah, let's do it after the break. We'll come back after the break. We'll give you an answer.
Oh, we have Danny Green.
And we got
Wait,
Danny.
You have an answer that's more than two letters?
I would certainly take a look at Jadeveon Clowney.
No.
That's a hard no. Yeah, I'm done.
No.
I liked him when we first had him.
I would take a look.
He
just like Gabe Davis, just released by Jacksonville.
He once had a Browns coach walk up to him and say, "Get in there," and he went, "No."
Didn't we just sign a wide receiver that did the same thing? Yeah, so
right. So
you just lost the argument. More after this. Next,
you're done, Dan.
Yeah, thanks.